Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I know it's been a while since we've all gotten together, but I tell you, I'm excited about tonight. This is the Waiting to Exhale party, and I am here with Harvest Girls International Executive Team, and we are in our retreat. And we thought it would be fitting to come to you this evening while we're in our retreat. We've had an afternoon full of empowerment, trying to empower ourselves so that we can go out and empower other women. And we just wanted to come to you tonight with our Waiting to Exhale party live. We thought it would be awesome to bring you in on our party as we discuss all the things that women talk about when they get together. So I'm excited tonight. Thank you for coming in and listening in tonight. I hope that you're bundled up. If you're in a cold place like Indianapolis, Indiana, it's cold. And so we're just all in our jammies, and we're just all sitting here just waiting to share with you. Heart of Girls International is the sponsor of Transformation Begins With You. Heart of Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, whatever that journey is, and we empower young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. So once again, thank you for joining us. I just want to get right into this. I want to introduce you to our board, our executive team, just a group of wonderful ladies that have served and they're part of the vision of Harvest Girls International. I want to introduce you to the vice president of Harvest Girls International, Helen Chambers. Helen, can you say hi to everybody out there?
Hello, everyone.
And next, I'd like to introduce you to Kelly Jones, who's our team coordinator.
Hi.
And next, I'd like to introduce you to Keita Cross, who is our volunteer coordinator.
Hi, how you doing?
And last but not least, Crystal Southward, I want to introduce you to her. She is the secretary and my personal assistant.
Hello.
So we're just here today, and we just want to talk to you a little bit about waiting to exhale. So ladies, and if we got some guys on the line, guys, I want you to just sit back and relax this evening. We're just going to have a little discussion, and we're just going to see where it takes us. You know, I thought about having this Waiting to Exhale party because I thought about the movie, and when all the ladies got together and they sat around the table celebrating a life of one of the sisters. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're celebrating the life of women. We're celebrating the journey of life, no matter what the journey is. And we just came from dinner. We just talked about how our lives have been impacted by the things that have happened in our lives, but they've made us better. And so I just want to ask a question. I'm going to ask these ladies, and you think about this too. Tell me about anything that you could get rid of. If you inhaled and exhaled, what would you breathe out? And I just want to start with Helen first.
As one of the women that with our chapter Women of Worth, and when we think about exhaling, we think about once we get past 50 that there's no reason to exhale. But ladies, I tell you, I talk to a lot of ladies, and they say, you know, what about me? This is not the life that I signed up for. So with this chapter, we are going to exhale, and we are looking at embracing the wow factor in our life. And when we exhale, we're going to learn how to embrace the wow factor in our life. So with us, we're just looking at embracing the wow factor in our life and unleashing it.
All right, exhaling, unleashing ourselves when we breathe out. Kelly, you want to share some things with us? What would you just could breathe it all in and then blow it all out? What is it that you would exhale?
I would exhale from the bad decisions I made when I was in my 20s, the relationships I was in that I shouldn't have been, because bottom line, I did not love myself. I didn't value myself. I didn't bring people into my life that valued me. I didn't like the space I was in. I didn't know where I was going. I had no vision for myself, and I brought people into my life that had no vision. And if I could exhale, it would be from the bad decisions I made. And thank God for change. I'm in my 30s. I'm older, and I'm wiser, and I have exhaled.
All right, you said, I had Excel. That's what we're talking about. Keita, just share a little bit with us about, if you could just breathe it all in, whatever it is, but you, all the things that you've been through, and if you could just blow it all out, what is it that you would just blow out, blow it out and just get rid of it? What would you exhale?
I would exhale like anything negative. Have negative relationships or things that put you down. I would get rid of all the relationships that I've had and forgive. Forgiving is something that you need to do to live. And when you have that unforgiveness spirit, you just have to let it go and exhale the things, the people that hurt you, the people that have done you wrong and you felt is done wrong. You have to forgive them and let go and exhale.
I agree. You have to let go. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful love tools that God has given us, and I'm excited about saying forgiveness because sometimes in our lives we remember everything that everybody has done to us, but we never stop and think about forgiveness, just forgiving them, not just for their sake, but for our sake, because forgiveness helps us to move on, cut the ties, and move on. Now, we remember it, but it doesn't have power over us. And so what we want to do when we forgive is we want to let go and let God, basically. And it's not that this thing didn't happen to us, but what? How can we turn this around and make ourselves better for it? I want to talk about the Cinderella syndrome, and I'm going to kind of talk to Crystal next. The Cinderella syndrome, Peter was talking about that earlier at dinner. It's like the knight in shiny armor coming, and we all think, you know, I'm just going to suck it all in until my knight in shiny armor comes. When he comes, then I can exhale, because then I will have that fairy tale life that I want. But we were talking about at dinner that we realized that that is not the case. You know, the Cinderella syndrome is something that's nice to think about, but the reality of it is not always the case for us. Crystal, talk to us a little about the Cinderella syndrome, and what did you grow up thinking that life was going to be for you, and then the reality of it is so different, I'm sure. So can you just kind of give us a contrast between the two?
Okay, I want to just kind of piggyback as far as what I will excel. Two things I will excel is that fear and procrastination. I think so often that we worry about what people think about us. You know, you're in your 20s and you want to go back to school, but you don't do that because of fear, or you don't feel like you're good enough, or a procrastination, just think you have all this time. That would be two things that I will excel is fear and procrastination. As far as the Cinderella syndrome, for me, you know, I grew up with both of my parents, and I'm thinking, you know, when I get married, it's just going to be awesome. You know, you're not going to have any problems. You know, you have kids, you go on vacation, you do all this. But that is, as we all know, that's not always the case. So I think, you know, sometimes how you are brought up, I think you have this ideal about how marriage is supposed to be and how, you know, Prince and China Army is going to come and rescue you and all that. So I think once you, you know, go through some things, you just, you know, reality sets in. And
the reality is not always the Cinderella story.
Right.
Yeah. So we were talking about, you know, what if you're the stepsister and she doesn't fit and you're not Cinderella in that case? Then is that, does that mean your life is over? And we often say that life is what you make it. Only you have the final say about you. Only you can pick yourself up and make things happen in your life by the decisions that you make. We all make bad decisions. We all wish, shoulda, coulda, woulda, all those kind of decisions. But what we have to realize is the fact that I take those experiences and I use them as life lessons, and I pick myself up, I dust myself off, and I empower myself by saying, yes, I can turn my life around. And not only my life, let me help a sister out and empower her and say, if I did it, then you can do it. And I want to talk to the ladies, just anybody chime in as you feel the need to. Life is full of toxicity. and we talked about life just happens to us. And sometimes it's so poor when we concentrate so much on the negative things of life. And I want to ask you, ladies, give me some positive feedback on a negative thing that has happened in your life. You know, we always talk about, well, this happened to me, girl, and honey, this happened, and he did that or she did that. How did something negative in your life, how did you use it to make it a stepping stone to a positive reaction in your life?
This is Kelly talking. I went through a divorce in my 20s. I got married very early, and I married my high school sweetheart, and I certainly thought I was living a Cinderella life. And when I got divorced, I really had to find myself because I had lost myself in my marriage. My identity was tied into being a wife and being the wife of the person I was married to. And so when I got divorced, it was very hard. It was a grieving process. I felt like I lost myself. I didn't know what step I was going to take. Financially, my life was certainly different. And now I'm a single mother. And I had a lot of unforgiveness and negativity toward my ex-husband and men in general. And I didn't really want to, I wanted to live, but I didn't want to live as a single woman. And so life at first was very difficult. I didn't want to get out of bed some days. I dealt with depression. And I really was upset with myself for the bad decision that I made in the partner that I married, you know, the person I married, and the decisions that I made as a wife. So I had to start by forgiving myself, number one, and really learning how to love my new life, my new normal, and living as a single woman. And there was a point when I was single and seeking a mate, always seeking a man, always asking my friends if they had anybody to hook me up with, and then single and not living in God's will, sinning. And now I'm single and satisfied, and I can honestly say that I am at a space, a good space. I love being single. I learned from my divorce. I'm able to have a culture relationship with my ex-husband and was able to forgive him, and we're able to raise our daughter in a good environment and get along. And it's a process to be able to go from being divorced and having a marriage fail and to becoming single and satisfied.
That is awesome, Kelly. Thank you so much. Single and satisfied. You don't hear that too often, but speaking out of her heart, I believe that some young lady or some older lady even out there, if you can hear that and understand that sometimes we do go through things and they do make us bitter. They do make us angry. And they do make us shameful. But we don't have to stay that way. There are so many avenues that we can take now that can turn our lives around and make our lives, we can become whole and complete again. And so I just want to talk to Tita and Crystal and Helen again. Kelly has already spoken. Can you just tag on to that, you know, taking something negative in your life, something that was not such a good thing and turn it into something, and it turned into something positive, and you use that to turn your life around?
This is Helen speaking, and I can say something toxic that I had to move out of my life was a job that I was in. A lot of times we think there are jobs that we want, and we really push for those jobs. We interview for them over and over until we get those jobs. And then we realize that's really a toxic job that we're in. It had given me high blood pressure. Things weren't going well on the job, but this is a job that I just simply had to have. So what I had to do was take a look at it, release the job, release the position, that it was something that I did not have to have in order to save Helen, in order to bring my health back into line where it needed to be.
Wonderful. Because we always liken those things sometimes to relationships, to male and female relationships, but many times it's just everyday living. Going to work every day can make you lose your mind if you don't have your priorities straight. And sometimes we get those glorified jobs, and I know what you're talking about. Get those glorified jobs, and the title sounds good, and it's a job you feel like you have to have. And then when you get in there, that job is killing you, it's pulling you down, it's wrecking you inside and out. And anything that is toxic needs to go out of your life. Anything that's toxic needs to go out of your life. Do you have something to share on that?
Yes. No, you have. negative going on, and so it cannot always be something physical or materialistic, but just something just bad, you know, situations that happen, and but yet you have the positive part, you have peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
and when you can feel like everything, it might not be all right now, but when it's going in a direction where it will be all right, where, you know, there is more positive than there is negative in every situation. And if you think of it like that, then the negative, yes, is there. It's not going to always go away, but at least you have that peace of mind to be able to move on. So that's just
mm-hmm.
like in general.
Mm-hmm. Because, my mom used to tell her, she said, it ain't nothing like a peace of mind. And I didn't understand that when I was younger. But if you can keep your mind sound and enough to bounce back, and you can bounce back from those hits, but if you lose your mind, you don't have nothing to work with. If God, when God allows you to bounce back and you still in your right mind and you ain't straight crazy and you still can help somebody else, that is the blessing of the Lord. And what you went through wasn't in vain. That was not just for you, but it was to lift somebody else up. And I want to talk about going back to the Cinderella syndrome. Do you feel, ladies, that this is one reason why some of the women are maybe bitter or they feel hopeless because they feel like life has dealt them a bad hand and that's it? There's nothing they can do about it? I mean, this is the way my life is and there's nothing I can do about it. It's just the way my life is. And women become bitter. They become angry. And not only are they bitter and angry young women, they grow into being bitter and angry older women. And so I just want to take time to tell some of the sisters out there, if you could just exhale for one moment, and come down just for a moment and listen to some of these sisters as we talk about, you know, taking these negative things and turning them into positive. I told God when I went through my go-through, and I said, Lord, I don't want to be bitter because I've seen enough older, angry, bitter women that were angry in their 20s and 30s and 40s and in their 70 and 80-year-olds still walking around with the bitterness in them. And I said, Lord, I don't want to use my life for that. I want to build up other women like you built me up. How can we, ladies, and we're sitting here as an empowerment organization, how can we start to ask other sisters to build each other up? Now, I know everybody is not going to get along, and I know some people just not your favorite person and so forth and so on, but the ones that you're in relationship with, the ones that you see that need your help, how can we tell these sisters, let's get out there and start empowering one another? What are some of the things that we can do to help one another? I say for me, that let's start smiling at least at one another and speaking. We will pass each other. We will not speak. We will not smile. And we have this, even some days I don't feel the greatest. But I know that if I can just smile at this sister, it might help her. And if she smiles back at me, it just might help me. Come on, ladies, just chime in and let me know some of the sisters. We need to tell our sisters out there while we have their attention what they can do to help turn this thing around.
Well, love never fails, Chris. And so loving on your sisters instead of being competitive, compliment a lady. If you see something that you like on her, nice bag, nice purse, nice shoes, compliment her. Don't give her the look. You know how we look at each other up and down. And
yeah.
Turn our noses up. Compliment each other, and really get you some girlfriends to hang out with and encourage each other. And I don't always get women that are in my circle, in my class. I get women that are living my dreams, or living the things and doing the things that I want to do, and allow them to mentor me. And I also get young girls and other young ladies, and I mentor them. We need to let people know what we've been through, and to encourage them and let them know the mistakes that we have made, to be transparent with each other and be real with each other,
mm-hmm.
and just encourage one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely awesome. Keita, what can we do? What do you do?
I feel like when you have a girlfriend or friend, you're sincerely concerned about them and wanting to encourage them and be positive. You know, a lot of people say, well, I graduated and I'm, you know, and you're like, you know, I'm not excited for you. But be excited for that person as even more excited as they are, you know, for actually getting through it. But being
that cheerleaders,
yes,
and that
support
that,
mm-hmm,
you know, we need, and being positive and wanting to empower each other as far as anything that they want to do. You know, even if you think it might not work out, but, you know, at least be there for them to encourage and support.
Absolutely. Well, I think, first of all, we need to stop being so judgmental.
Yeah.
We were actually a job fair. I worked with Work One, and we were doing a job fair. We seen a lady with a nice handbag. And I was like, well, that's really nice. And so one of my coworkers was like, well, that's not real. And she said, because how could you? One of the comments was, how can she afford that if she's not working? Okay, there you go, judging. Obviously,
right.
I didn't know she didn't have a job making $100,000 last year. She just lost her job. I think we need to stop judging people and listen to people,
right,
because everyone has a story. And
right,
that's what I'm learning is so when I said that to my coworker, she's like, wow, you're right. And she was like, well, I am judged. I said, yes, we need to stop judging one another,
mm-hmm,
because you never know that person's story.
And Crystal, one of the other things that I want to tag on to what you just said, you made that sister accountable that was judging.
Yeah.
Ladies, that's what we have to do. We have to start making our sisters accountable for what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah.
If we're not talking right, we need to say, you know what, let's get right, Crystal, let's stop judging.
Yeah.
Because we don't know the story.
Yeah.
That's why we said celebrate those journeys. Because we don't know what it took to get that sister there. It could have been a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's real or not.
Right.
It's a nice handbag.
Right.
Come on, ladies. Let's start loving and supporting one another. Why do we hate on each other? That's a good question. Why do we hate on each other? Miss Ellen, you're the senior of the group. And you got all the wisdom sitting at this table. Why do we hate on each other? Are we insecure? Is it low self-esteem? Or am I on the right track? Take us there, Miss Ellen.
Thanks, Chris. That's really a great question. One of the reasons that we as women hate on each other is because we do have low self-esteem. We have not been taught how to celebrate ourselves. And as the title team woman of the group, I share with women, celebrate who you are. Celebrate each journey in your life that you make. Sometimes we're insecure. Sometimes it's just out of what Crystal said, being judgmental of everyone. Maybe it's just out of jealousy because we're just jealous because we're not in that position. So sometimes we're just really hating on that person for no reason. I know there's an ad that's on TV. I think it's a Sears ad. And they're mad at the lady because she's getting some new washers and dryers.
A commercial,
and women are actually hating on the woman because she's getting a set of new washers and dryers. And they want to know, how can she get a new set of washers and dryers? What is she doing to get that set of washers and dryers? And then the other lady says, I'm on her life.
Ooh!
A commercial.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, commercials only react or mimic the reality of what they see, and that's why it's a sale. And she said, I want her life.
She said, I want her life.
And there are women out there that want your life. As bad as you think your life is, as messed up and ugly as you think your life is, there are women out there that want your life, and they want your life. And a lot of times, Ms. Helen, women are the way that they are because of the relationship, the way they were raised. If you were raised in a house where women put each other down, if you have girlfriends that you're presently keeping company with, and that's their mindset, they just sit up and talk about other people, then you tend, that's the first thing that falls out of your mouth, and a compliment is nowhere in your category, in your vocabulary. You can't even give a compliment. If somebody were to just pay you to give somebody a compliment, you couldn't do it. But I am overwhelmed about a commercial. I may have to write that company. We may have to say something about that one. But the reality of that is the truth. That's true. There's so many women out there that want your life. They want what you have. But we don't want women to be jealous. We don't want women to be envious. We want you to be empowered, to be the best that you can be, all that God has called you to be. We want you to find your destiny and your purpose. We want you to celebrate your life. Even though you don't think you can find anything good in it, there's something good in you. God created everything he created was good. And you are good. Before anything was formed in your mother's womb, God knew who you were. He knew you were born for such a time as this. Don't let your life pass you by and you do nothing with your life. Empower yourself so that you can empower others. I'm excited tonight that we have had this conversation. Anybody want to share any more thoughts? Any more thoughts or anything you want to share? Any last words?
I always say, don't hate on my glory if you don't know my story.
That's right.
A lot of times you look at people's lives, and we're just outsiders. We have no idea what it took to get to the space that they're in. They may have gone through a very rough marriage, and now they're in a good one. They may have had a horrible childhood, and God has blessed them because he will give you double for your troubles. You never know what people go through. And so don't hate on the glory because you don't know the story. You have no idea what it took to get there. And you probably, if you're not willing to do the work, then don't hate.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly said it right there. If you don't want to do the work for your own life, don't hate on mine. I'm with you on that one. Crystal, you have any last words?
I just have to agree with Kelly. You know, if God, he doesn't show it, well, he has favor if you're in the will of God. And so if you're in the will of God, I feel like if my sister is getting blessed, then my blessing is right around the corner. I'm not going to hate her because we serve the same God. And I know if he blesses her, he's going to bless me. Maybe not in the same way, but in the way that I need to be blessed, if it's his will.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Peter?
I say we're beautiful, and we have to encourage each other and be more positive and empower one another and know that we together can move mountains and keep your head up and be positive.
Last words
I want to say is most people say that life is a journey, not a destination. But I shared with these ladies tonight that life is actually a destination because when you were born, you were destined for something great. God had your destiny already in his hands. And I also shared with them sometimes your destiny comes one heartbreak at a time, but each heartbreak is going to bring you and evolve you greater into the destination that God has for you. And once you're walking towards that destination, then what I say is celebrate the journey along the way.
Absolutely. And my last words to you ladies would be, I encourage you tonight to trade one thing for the other. Paul says we take off some old things and put on some new things. And I say to you tonight, just exchange your pain for passion, your fear for faith, your crying for courage, and your tragedies for triumph. And no matter what it looks like, God can turn it around. I wanted to share with you our website information. We have an event coming up, Harvest Girls International. If you go to www.harvestgirls.web.com and click on upcoming events on November the 20th, Saturday, November the 20th at 11 o'clock, we're having a wonderful event. The event is free. It's a lunch and learn. It's the last one of the year. And we're going to be doing a sister-to-sister empowerment. And some of the topics will be how to get your groove back, but not like Stella. And the other topic will be wine gets better with time. You don't want to miss it. It is empowering. It's going to be awesome. It is the last lunch and learn for the year for Harvest Girls International. Go to our website, www.harvestgirls.web.com, or you can call us at 317-299-2166. Area code 317-299-2166. And I want you to remember one thing, just like I've always said, no matter what it looks like, God is going to turn it around. And to keep in mind, January 2011, we will launch our Harvest Girls International Atlanta chapter. It's going to be exciting. Okay, ladies, it's time for us to go. But remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.